News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. On your Thursday morning, on your Friday morning, of course, we'll have Paul Feinbaum on the line with us. And that's become a lot of fun every Friday in the fall.
Yeah, Football Fridays presented by Bryant Bank. So looking forward to talking with Paul tomorrow. And big thanks once again to Bryant Bank, Michael and Greg, and the whole crew in our area who helped put this on. If you're looking for a personalized banking experience and you don't want to feel like you're just another number in the system, go ahead and make that switch to Bryant Bank, where they focus solely on you and you have direct access to a banker, and that banker works hard to understand who you are, where you're going, and how they can meet your financial needs. So again, big thanks to Bryant Bank, and of course, we'll have plenty to discuss with Paul Feinbaum come tomorrow morning.
Yes, we always do. So, of course, number one story, the National Hurricane Center now said that Hurricane Ian is now Tropical Storm Ian. That's good news, I suppose. Forecasters noted that the storm was still expected to produce strong winds, heavy rains, storm surge across parts of Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. And Ron DeSantis early this morning was talking about, this might have been even late last night, talking about trying to assess everything and where some of the biggest damage was and what it was caused by.
We are getting some reports of structural damage in both Lee and Charlotte counties, but I would say overwhelmingly it's been that surge that has been the biggest issue.
You know, there's also an element to this, Dalton, a little bit like Sally, in that it really ravaged areas over and over again over 4-5 hour periods.
Yeah.
So it was slow moving. It was huge. The winds were 155 miles an hour when it got to the shoreline, which is basically Category 5, 2 miles an hour less. So you have a huge storm, the size, the width of the state, and then you've got these winds that are so high, and they just were so persistent. It's going to lead to a lot of damage here in the light of day, and maybe worse.
Yeah, and to see that water be sucked out from the bays and then to come back with full force, mm-hmm. If you were watching that same feed as I was on the Weather Channel, yeah. Where they had a stationary camera set up on the Fort Myers beach, Joel in Summerdale texted in this earlier because I couldn't remember how high they had that. They had that camera set at 6 feet, and water, and it wasn't like next to the water, where the water normally stands, it was back in buildings, and it was getting rushed over with waves right there at that 6 foot line. It looked like they had basically moved the water up.
It's amazing now with the technology, Dalton, that we can actually see what's happening in these storms, almost like the pilots going into the eye wall.
Yeah, and they said storm surges up to 18 feet were found in some coastal areas of southwest Florida, and they're expecting heavy rain to continue all the way through Florida and into Georgia and the Carolinas. There's been at least one death reported, a 72-year-old man in Deltona, Florida, who drowned after he went outside to try to drain his pool, they said. But what we heard earlier from ABC News this morning, and it hasn't been confirmed, Good Morning America, but the sheriff of Lee County, Florida, Carmine Marcino, told them, he said, "We have fatalities in the hundreds." He said he couldn't confirm specific numbers. So whether that's true or not, that is major, major news, obviously, if they have fatalities in the hundreds. I know Hurricane Harvey had about 107 deaths in Houston 5 years ago at this point. Katrina, obviously, one of the, if not the deadliest storm of the modern era, for sure, where I think over 1,800 people perished from that. But if hundreds died from this, that immediately makes it one of the deadliest storms we've seen in the United States.
And I would assume, as a sheriff, if he was only talking about his county. So if he's talking about his county and that hundreds died there, we'll just have to wait for all this confirmation, because it's a little confusing to me that he would make that statement and there wasn't any follow-up, like, well, what do you mean by that, or how do you know? Because it's so early in the morning to be getting out there and confirming that this has happened.
Yeah, and you would get other sources saying the same thing, right? I went to different Florida TV stations to see. They would at least be saying one dead here, two dead here, three dead there. but haven't seen that either. So I'm not sure where that sheriff got those numbers, or if maybe something was disputed or confused during that statement. We do know that it knocked the power out for over 2.5 million people in Florida. I know they got it working for about 500,000 earlier this morning. Outages are concentrated in southwest and central Florida, of course. But what a monster. And DeSantis was talking about this all the way through. To kind of portray how big this storm was and how deadly it was as it came on shore, we all know about the hurricane hunters who get in the plane and try to fly into the eyes of the storm. And yesterday, as the storm was making landfall, or maybe just beforehand, on the Fox Weather Channel, they spoke with one hurricane hunter. Let me see if I can pull up his name. He's with like the 52nd Squadron that goes out and does this. And he basically said as they flew into the eye of Ian, they got rocked. This is Hurricane Hunter pilot Major Kendall Dunn with the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron describing his flight into the eye of the storm yesterday as it was reaching its peak. Here's what it sounded like.
We made a shot to come through the eye wall, but the rain was so intense that the radar was only seeing just beyond our nose. And then when it did get a sweep and clear up, we were in horrible turbulence. Worst weather I've ever seen. I've never seen those formations on the radar themselves. We got rocked, I like to say, like a boxer. The aircraft was basically overmatched at one point. We were max power, trying to gain speed. We were basically diving, losing air. It was a mess. It was the worst thing you could want to happen as a pilot.
Now, that's somebody who I presume has flown into a number of storms over the years, and he said it was the worst he's seen.
Yeah, that's the voice of experience right there, and you can tell that he had just pretty much stared death in the eye. If you're piloting that plane and you're like, this thing's about to come apart, even if it doesn't, even if you survive all that, that's something you are never going to forget, right?
No way.
And so he was coming off of, he was reacting to that. I've got a nephew that lives in Lakewood Ranch is what it's called. It's a development down there in Bradenton near Sarasota. And I saw the Weather Channel was live from there yesterday. Shane ended up at a friend's house, I believe, but it might have been in Lakewood Ranch too. My sister was out of the country and flew in his mother into Miami yesterday. She texted me. She has not heard from Shane, and they're heading back from Miami to Bradenton this morning. Texted my niece, and she has not heard from her brother either.
Mm.
It may be a matter of cell service.
Yeah.
Gotta hope and pray that's what it is. You know, this is what happens when you have storms like this. You have people that stay behind, and I would think where he was, I didn't see that was highly compromised, but my gosh, when you've got winds of 100 miles an hour just churning above you over and over again, and so, you know.
And they did say there was a catastrophic power grid failure yesterday in these areas where the storm hit, but if you notice also some of the stand-up shots from reporters where they had power in some places that were hit right there near the coast, and that's because a lot of these places, some newer developments, you know, they'll bury the power lines rather than have them above the homes in the neighborhoods. And I think, you know, my last house, they had buried lines, and I believe where we are now does too. So that does make a huge difference.
It does.
You don't have to worry about the trees falling over on them.
It does.
I guess you would have to worry about sometimes roots, trees being uprooted. I don't know how deep they bury those power cables, but 2.5 million losing power, that is not a, that's a huge number.
Also, as far as structural damage, I think what you're going to see is, I think, was it Charlie? There was a hurricane in that area.
Yeah, it was Charlie.
Okay, so anyway, they upgraded some of the building codes, and they built things a little bit stronger. So there are things that maybe were in better shape to handle what came. But what came was, you called it a monster. It was, Dalton.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just being in that and those winds being so persistent and gusting for 4 or 5 hours.
So Hurricane Charley was back in 04, and it looks like it hit almost in the same spot as this one. They had, from that storm back in 04, 15 direct fatalities and 20 indirect fatalities, and nearly $17 billion in damage in 2004 currency. So we'll see what the number is from this, but you have to imagine this will also, the amount of damage will number in the billions and billions of dollars for this one too.
17 after 8 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. On the way, let's see. Oh, you've got...
I've got a story that you'll only find here.
Yeah.
We're going to dig into this a little bit.
This is an exclusive story.
A tale of two Kathy Lee Giffords.
Exactly.
Both involved directly with Carnival Cruise Line.
Intertwined with the cruise line. Isn't that something? And our own Charlie Moss. Is he part of the story?
We can make him part of the story, yeah.
He'll enjoy that. 18 after 8.
This is Adam Hoster.
FM Talk 106.5. The Gulf
with rising Coast gas prices.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Hurricane Ian is on the move this morning after leaving a path of destruction in southwest Florida. Ian came ashore as the fifth strongest storm to ever make landfall in the U.S. The storm trapped people in homes and flooded large parts of the region. The National Weather Service continues to warn of significant to catastrophic flooding throughout the day today as Ian moves toward Georgia and South Carolina. Supply chain shortages are hurting the Spanish Fort Police Force. The department needs 6 new vehicles, but they won't get them until next summer. In the meantime, the department says we'll have to deal with costly repairs and less cars on patrol. A critical fire danger continues for lower Alabama and northwest Florida. Firefighters in Baldwin County stayed busy yesterday off County Road 32. A fire started as a vehicle fire, but not long after the fire was extinguished, the winds kicked up and reignited the blaze. It quickly spread, eventually consuming about 40 acres. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
This is Adam Hosley with a quick tip from Gulf Coast Auto Tech. With rising gas prices, everyone needs better fuel economy. Run your AC on the recirculate air setting. This is the most efficient, and it prolongs the life of your cabin air filter.
Gulf Coast Auto Tech brings you this weather update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be breezy and cooler with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Martin Andrews with the Guarantee Title Company. Our clients often say how much they appreciate our team. Tammy Gibney has been one of our closing agents for 25 years. Tammy, why do you think people choose to work with us?
Martin, clients tell me all the time, that was the fastest and easiest closing I've ever been through. They know we will bend over backwards to solve any problems. We will make the entire process fast and painless.
So when you're negotiating the final contract, ask for the Guarantee Title Company. We guarantee title. That's what we do.
There's a reason Comcast Business powers more businesses than any other provider. Actually, there's a few. Comcast Business offers the fastest reliable network, the peace of mind that comes with Security Edge, helping to protect all your connected devices, and the most reliable 5G mobile network. Want me to keep going? I can. Whether your small business is starting or growing, you need Comcast Business. Technology solutions that put you ahead and give you serious savings. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get internet security and voice for just $40 per month for 12 months when you add mobile. Plus, get free installation and ask how to get a $500 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Ends 11-6-2022. Restrictions apply. Requires Eagle Bill and auto pay. New Comcast Business 250 megabit per second internet security edge and one voice line customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and other fees and subject to change. Must add mobile 90 days from internet install and keep all services for mobile discount. Comcast Business Mobile utilizes the network with the most root metrics 5G data reliability wins in 1H 2022. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
ZZ Top and Jeff Beck get the party started. Raw Whiskey Tour. ZZ Top.
Crazy about a shot,
and Jeff Beck. This Friday, the Wharf Amphitheater. Reserve seat tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss ZZ Top and Jeff Beck. Part of the C Spire Concert Series. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
Transform your outdoors with the tranquil sounds of flowing water. Mask the unpleasant sounds of traffic or neighbors with a water feature or statuary fountain from the experts at Weatherford's Fountain and Lawn. Beautiful cast stone fountains, bird baths, statuary, and frost-proof pottery, all sizes and styles. With installation and service, parts and repair. Add value and appeal to your home or business. Browse their beautiful collection online or at their Schillinger's and Howes Ferry location. Mobile's water feature and fountain experts, Weatherford's Fountain and Lawn.
From the West Towing Traffic Center, we've got an accident now at Old Shell and Hillcrest into clearing stages. Also trying to clear Hillcrest and Christopher. That's involving a motorcycle. State troopers have been clear. Heavier pockets of traffic across the Bayway, but it's all moving. Again, from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, no major backups or delays. Brightway Cleaning Company has 24-hour crew that can help with anything you need, from carpet cleaning, door, light and floor installation, to fence repair and landscaping. Call 689-4553 and find them on Facebook. Brightway Cleaning Company. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
822, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5.
Looking at some texts.
Go ahead, yeah.
Lisa said Hurricane Charlie devastated Punta Gorda. It's the same place Jim Cantore was yesterday. Yeah, and watching Cantore, he got hit by a branch. Wasn't in the face or anything like that. It kind of
down around the ankles.
Down the ankles, yeah. And I think his issue was more with actually standing up during some of that crazy wind that they were seeing.
The wind was keeping him off balance for the most part. And then the branch came out of nowhere and
swept his feet
exactly
from under him. Pat says power cables in Alabama must be 3 feet at a minimum. Paul, referencing that Hurricane Hunter audio we had, he said the pilot-y audio shows he's a pilot. Yeah, he even stopped for the like he sounded exactly like a pilot over the intercom.
Yes,
which is what he was. Yep. It is. Travis, referencing the sports news we had last hour, said loved hearing about Aaron Judge and the Yankees until you had to mention the steroids. He said, I disagree with making that comment, and so do most of sports fans, just saying. Well, Travis, that's part of the conversation here with Aaron Judge and this 61 that he hit last night to tie Roger Maris. I wasn't saying how I feel one way or the other. A lot of people are saying that the 61 should be the record because those other three were embroiled in steroid scandals, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa. How you feel about it or how I feel about it doesn't matter. There is a steroid controversy, and that's part of the story.
Yeah, thank you for listening, but I don't quite, you can clarify exactly how you feel about all this. So, like, you think there wasn't a controversy? You think there wasn't steroids, or you think there wasn't steroid use, or you don't think there was any controversy? You'd be wrong about that. I would say you're definitely wrong that there, if you think there wasn't even a controversy and you don't appreciate hearing about it. I don't understand all that.
But so,
appreciate your listening. Thanks for texting.
It's part of the story, for sure.
Yeah, it is.
Another story, and, we'll talk with Rob Hulbert about some more pressing local news for sure here in the next segment. But
this is steroid free, but not suntan oil free.
Right. So just something I noticed this week is NBC 15 ran a story about Carnival Cruise Line. You know, I don't know if this was their last trip or not before Carnival leaves Mobile for a year, but return trip, I think they landed back in port last week or something like that. And a couple that was on this cruise line ended up catching COVID. Now, whether or not that deserved a story unto itself, I don't know. NBC 15, you'd have to ask them about that. But this resident of Mobile, Kathy Lee Gifford, and her husband apparently got
That's
sick.
That's her name.
That's her name. Kathy with a Y. Kathy Lee Gifford got sick on this latest cruise, Carnival Cruise, sailed out of Mobile, came back to Mobile, and they put this whole story out there about this couple getting sick. And, you know, that happens. COVID's going around. So they made that their whole story. Kathy Lee Gifford and her husband end up getting sick, had to quarantine for 10 days on the ship. Pretty much what you don't want to happen. You get sick a day in, and you can't leave the little cabin for the rest of the trip because you're getting over COVID. Yeah, it's not fun. But kind of strange, right? This woman's name is Kathy Lee Gifford. So we talked about that a little bit, and I made the same joke everyone else did. You know, is it the Kathy Lee from Regis and Kathy Lee?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't. It's a different Kathy Lee Gifford. But then yesterday, I got a press release from Carnival Cruise Line to announce that the daughter of Kathy Lee Gifford will serve as the godmother to its newest ship, the Carnival Celebration. I was thinking, oh, okay, they bought her off. They bought this Kathy Lee Gifford off who caught COVID on their last trip. They're going to let her daughter be the godmother, which I've never even heard of that, making a godmother of a cruise ship.
I didn't know that. No.
But this time they're talking about famous Kathy Lee Gifford.
So
with an
her daughter is now going to be
the godmother of the newest carnival ship, the Carnival Celebration, Cassidy Gifford. Apparently, the famous Kathy Lee Gifford, mm-hmm. who worked with Regis Philbin for so many years.
Married to Frank Gifford, the football star.
She was the godmother to the first Carnival Celebration, which was christened back in 1987. So as strange as it sounds, and I'm probably the only one who's put these two together because no one else cares. And honestly, it's not a big story. It's just so strange that we're talking about a Kathy Lee Gifford that's not the famous Kathy Lee getting sick here
in Mobile
on a Carnival cruise ship.
Getting on the news, talking about ending up with, did she get on the news?
Yeah.
She talked about the fact that she
caught COVID on the cruise.
Right.
Not fun, obviously.
A day later,
the press release comes out that the famous Kathy Lee Gifford is closely involved with Carnival Cruise Line. So it was just an odd week, especially to see two Kathy Lee Gifford so closely associated with Carnival in the news.
Did you really think that the story was going to be that they were kind of acquiescing to the Mobile Kathy Lee Gifford letting, because she got caught COVID on their cruise?
That's why, like
you said, paying her off.
Yeah, I thought they were paying her off. Just quit talking about it. But apparently the other Kathy Lee, who is now 69 years old.
She married Frank Gifford, and Frank Gifford was much older than her. Do you have any memory of any of that?
I do not.
Okay, so Frank Gifford was a football star in the 50s, for the most part, with the New York Giants, and they became a broadcaster shortly thereafter, did Monday Night Football, a guy with the Hollywood looks and all mm-hmm. that stuff. And then somewhere later in his journey in life, he swept the young Kathy Lee Gifford off her feet. And then she became famous and in many ways annoyed me for about 20 years on the show with Regis.
Did Regis annoy you at all?
Regis, I found him a little more endearing. Yeah. Like he was kind of like the guy that lost his glasses. He was, once again, Kathy Lee Gifford, whether in marriage or in real life, was paired up with a guy 50 years older than him, for some reason.
Ben says every cruise ship has a godmother. So this is something I'm learning just now, that they do godmothers for these ships. I had no idea. But there you go. You'll only hear that story right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Got Rob
Tale
Holt.
Of two Kathy Lees.
And it is now confirmed. They are two different Kathy Lees in the sphere of Carnival Cruise in the span of 2 days.
Rob Holbert will join us here in the next segment. We have plenty to discuss with him, including the newest Mobile City budget that was approved by City Council this week, and fentanyl, still a major, major point of discussion. I still can't believe that stat that you had this morning in your story. So they have Narcan at all of the schools. Well, they don't have Narcan at all of the schools.
90%.
90% of the schools in Alabama. They've had to use, this school year alone, according to NBC 15, Narcan 15 times to revive students in Alabama schools. That is a crazy high number.
Basically, with it being fentanyl OD, that would be they were saving their lives. That was what they were trying to do. And that is scary. 830 FM Talk 106.5. So Rob is on the way with Dan and Dalton, Mobile Mornings.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Over the past 24 hours, Hurricane Ian battered parts of Florida's western coast, tearing down trees and power lines, and causing dangerous storm surge in parts of the state. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Overwhelmingly, it's been that surge that has been the biggest issue and the flooding that has resulted as a result of that. In some areas, we think it's hit 12 feet.
Over 2.5 million homes are without power this hour. Jenny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, will sit for a deposition this week, the mostly partisan January 6 committee announced Wednesday. White House officials are preparing for the potential departure of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen after the midterm elections, as red-hot inflation is not transitory and has officially become a recession. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. 10. There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text GRIT to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text GRIT to 321-321. That's GRIT to 321-321.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be breezy and cooler with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchens, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs, all inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile. Complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, medical, and just minutes from I-65. Find out more about a great place to live. Search Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill or call 251-344-8099 for availabilities.
Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
From the West Towing Traffic Center, we've got an accident now at Old Shell and Hillcrest into clearing stages. Also trying to clear Hillcrest and Christopher. That's involving a motorcycle. State troopers have been clear. Heavier pockets of traffic across the Bayway, but it's all moving. Again, from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, no major backups or delays. Brightway Cleaning Company has 24-hour crew that can help with anything you need, from carpet cleaning, door, light and floor installation, to fence repair and landscaping. Call 689-4553 and find them on Facebook. Brightway Cleaning Company. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Morning from Dan and Dalton. 835. Looking up at the pictures now that here in the light of day down in southwest Florida on the Weather Channel. Pretty rough go at it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Hall with the Landyap Mobile joins us on the line to talk more about things going on in and around our city and our listening area. Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I feel very sorry for our friends down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there, so. It's always hard to watch that stuff.
Yeah, and obviously hoping that there aren't as many fatalities as at least one sheriff this morning from Lee County said there were, but still some conflicting reports out there. So as the day goes on, we'll certainly have some more facts and figures from how much damage Ian caused. But no stranger to that where we are. You're certainly right about that, Rob. The latest issue of Landyap on stands now, and I want to start, there's plenty of local news to get to, but I want to start with the cover story that Dale Leash was working on, and I've been seeing more and more about this video production company and this huge screen they have where they can basically put you anywhere in the world. So talk a little bit about this cover story and Third Realm Productions and their work with the city of Mobile.
Yeah, so there's it's pretty cool stuff. It's actually happening down in the Civic Center Expo Hall.
Hmm.
And so they've got a big digital screen there, and you know, it basically can create all sorts of backgrounds, so people can, you know, act and shoot commercials and shoot, you know, parts of movies and things like that in front of this screen, versus having to go on location to certain places. So yeah. It's been pretty successful in getting folks in here, and it really helps that whole program here in town. You know, that whole industry is really is being lifted up by that, and just gives us more work to do here and have more people who can stay here and work in that field versus having to go somewhere else.
Yeah, it seemed for a time there that just movie after movie was being shot here in Mobile. Probably, I guess the most famous was Get Out, which came back in 2017.
Yeah.
And even they shot a scene in the Expo Hall, Dale writes. So,
Yes. Very interesting. So the Expo Hall has really been used a lot because it's a great soundstage, essentially, for a lot of these people to use. And you know, it's a big place, and they've been able to do a lot of shooting there as well, and you know, get out of the rain some. And I think one of the things we've talked about this week on the Lagnapod is just this industry as a whole in Alabama, and Dale writes about it as well. It's just, you know, these days in the movie industry, it's kind of, they're looking for the places they can go where they want to go, and they're going to places that give them the most tax breaks.
Mm-hmm.
In Alabama, we're capped off at a certain amount, and you know, there's efforts to raise that amount because it's like you're competing against Georgia, where they have unlimited amounts, and so there's a lot of films being made in Georgia right now. So it's kind of a, you know, everybody hates to give out those tax breaks, but they do bring in business.
Yeah, they certainly do. Speaking of business, some business was at hand at the Mobile City Council meeting on Tuesday, and they actually voted on the budget for the next fiscal year. It was a $304 million budget proposal from the mayor. I think it ended up clocking in somewhere around $298 million or something like that. But
yeah. But
all the discussion is centered around $600,000 since then, and that's money that was slated to go to AltaPoint, which is now working very closely with the city on a number of different issues, but one councilor voted against it, and that's Councilman Scott Jones, and he said that AltaPoint money was the entire reason behind it. We talked with him earlier this week on Mobile Mornings. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of people look at it and say, okay, look, AltaPoint has a huge budget, millions and millions of dollars. What Councilman Jones wanted to do is move about 200,000 of that 600 thousand to veterans recovery resources, and so you know, it was really a fight over $200,000 more or less.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the attitude that they had, you know, certainly with the councilman was, you know, they don't need the money as much as say veterans recovery does, and which is a newer entity in town, a little bit newer and obviously smaller, and they don't have the kind of budget that AltaPoint has. But I think when you look at AltaPoint's larger picture, that, you know, if they start taking money away from them in this city and that city and another city, it starts to really add up to, you know, to big money for them. So, you know, there was a scrap over that $200,000 that seemed kind of inordinate for what it really probably means to AltaPoint's overall budget.
Rob, is the Veterans Recovery Center, is that the one that, is that Spring Hill Avenue down there by?
Yes, that's where they're building on Spring
Hill.
Was that at one time a school?
Dan,
I have no idea what it was before.
It has that look to it. But anyway, I just wanted to be clear. I'd heard that was coming, and it's not done yet, right?
They're working on it.
Right.
It, you know, it's basically to help veterans in
right.
our area.
Right.
You know, especially those who have you know, who have substance abuse
sure.
issues and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And a larger part of this discussion is how many alternatives for treatment there are out there. You know, AltaPoint's doing what they can, apparently, but for a place where Searcy was so well known for so long, and then Searcy closed along with many other mental hospitals, mental health hospitals across the nation, and lately I've seen Alts Point, you know, they've been talking about them a lot in other news items. They're helping the Mobile Police Department on some of their calls that involve people who may or may not be mentally ill. They've been helping train police. It's just, I think this discussion is, why don't we have more businesses like Alts Point out there that can help?
Well, you know, there's a lot of discussion that goes on with Alta Point with regards to them. I mean, they have a system that is, in many ways, they are the only game in town, and so there is a lot of there are a lot of issues with that that are brought up, and people feel like they sort of control a lot of the means. You know, they control the boards that hand out the money, so you know it. Sometimes it goes to them more than it goes to anybody else, and there's a lot of irritation in that regard. Mm-hmm. I do have one big gripe about this vote, though, and I want to bring it out.
Please.
Is that three of our city council people abstained on this thing. And what we've got now with the city council people is this rash of abstentions about everything. For the reason, if they don't want to vote against something, now they abstain instead of voting against it. And it's just such a ridiculous program, man. I mean, it's gotten so out of hand with abstentions. I don't get it. Either vote for it or vote against it. Abstain if you've got a conflict of interest, but just abstaining because you don't want to be on record as voting against it is ridiculous.
Has it been this brand new council, or did this?
It is. I mean, it's always happened. I mean, Bess Rich was famous for it a lot. She abstained all the time. But you know, I mean, to have three people abstain on a vote
on a budget.
On a budget vote. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Yeah. You know what? That particular item.
Yeah, that was the amendment.
But I mean, it was on that resolution. It wasn't on the budget overall, but it was on that resolution. But it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, something like, if you can't let your feelings be known on something this important.
Yeah, you got to put your name on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Put your name on it.
I mean, that's what they're there for. You know, that's what they ran for office for. And, I mean, it seems like it's happening more and more and more lately. Is there something somebody doesn't agree on? Or they just, well, I'll abstain. Mm-hmm. I don't want to actually say whether I want it or not. Just vote no. You know, if you don't want to do it, vote no.
Well said, Rob. I will not abstain. I agree with you completely on this one.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to abstain.
Another story that you've been reporting on with Lanyap for, well, feels like years. I'm sure it has been years, is this Mobile Baykeeper fight against Alabama Power. And that took another step in that story this week, as Baykeeper did file a lawsuit for the coal ash on the Mobile Tensaw River Delta. Talk a little bit about that story from Scott Johnson.
Yeah, so what has happened is Mobile Baykeeper, along with the Southern Environmental Law Center, not the Southern Poverty Law Center, Southern Environmental Law Center, and as well as our former U.S. attorney, Richard Moore, who joined in, have filed suit against Alabama Power, basically about burying coal ash in the Tensaw Delta. I'm sure people are aware of this at this point, that the plan is to bury 21 million tons of coal ash, which has heavy metals. It's toxic. It's leaching into the groundwater. That's not an opinion. They've already been fined for that. But they want to bury it there rather than move it out, which is being done in most other states. But in Alabama, we're just allowing Alabama Power to just bury it in all these unlined ponds around the state. And so they filed a suit. The premise of the suit essentially is that ADEM is superseding federal law in this case. So basically, they're trying to argue the supremacy of federal law in this regard. So, you know, basically saying that the federal law would require them to move it out, but ADEM is allowing them to do something that is a lesser fix.
Imagine that.
And I guess this coal ash can be recycled into concrete, and they're doing that with 9 million tons or something like that in the state already?
Well, they're doing that. Yeah, they're doing that in a lot of places, in a lot of other states. You know, this whole thing is, when you look at it in whole, I mean, in Georgia, which Georgia Power is owned by a Southern company.
Same company, right.
They move most of them.
Yeah.
In the Carolinas, they have to move all of them. In a lot of different places, they're moving them. And, you know, it's the reason they have to be moved is when these ponds are in contact or within a certain amount of certain number of feet of the water table. And, you know, in the situation, for instance, at the Tensaw Delta, there's no doubt that, that this pond, the bottom of that pond, is in the water table. And so, you know, it's one of these circumstances, like, you know, let's just have it moved, or they're allowing to cap it in place, which is cheaper. But, you know, to move it gets rid of that issue. But, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. And that's, you know, my one of my biggest issues with this is that when we've asked Alabama Power repeatedly, just tell us, if this doesn't work, if it continues to leach into the groundwater, what will you do after that? And they won't say.
Rob,
won't
I think
answer that question. It seems like an easy question.
One of the reasons it's in North Carolina that you've got to, you know, do otherwise with it, do like we're asking Alabama Power to do, is because they've already had their own catastrophe up there. Same thing.
Yeah, they've had a catastrophe. They had a catastrophe in Tennessee.
Tennessee,
you know,
right.
And I think the big thing is, you know, the reasons they're doing them in other places is because there's some political will to
right.
do that. And that's
exactly.
the problem here in Alabama. And, you know, you'll have 10 people on your text line probably typing in right now, I don't want my power rate to go up. Well, your power rate's already gone up. And that's the part that people don't get or don't listen to. They've already, you know, they increased the rates 3% back in 2019 for remediation of coal ash. And they also just went up another 5% this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Public Service Commission is going to give Alabama Power whatever they want anyway.
Rob,
and the rates are going up.
One of the texts that surprised me the most yesterday was somebody going off against Baykeeper. Like,
yeah.
You know, that they've affected jobs, they're off the hook, they're crazy environmentalists. You know, the way of life down here basically is all about the Delta, the Bay, the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, if Mobile Baykeeper wasn't keeping up with stuff, it could be a different environment out there.
You know, Dan, I think every generation is that same argument. And if you don't have, you know, I'm not a crazed in liberal environmentalist by any stretch, but by the same token, I can say that conservation and doing and not polluting makes perfect sense to me. And when you look at things, you go out now and you look around and there's pelicans around and there's osprey and there's all those birds. Well, you know, years and years ago, everybody said, oh, you know, let's use DDT. And there were those crazy environmentalists who said, don't do that. And, you know, now that's become, I mean, regulations have brought about some good things. There's this sort of blanket attitude that everything, any kind of environmental regulation, any sort of thing to preserve the environment is somehow crazy and super liberal, and it's costing people jobs. I don't know what's costing anybody any jobs at Alabama Power. They are a multi-billion-dollar company. They make a massive profit. There's, you know, they have a guaranteed profit. So, you know, the concept that having to move coal ash is going to cost people jobs is ridiculous.
Yeah, some great investigative journalism this week, as always, Rob, in the latest Lanyap. And if people want to sign up online, they can read Damn the Torpedoes, read all that great sports coverage from Tommy Hicks. How can they do that?
You can go online at lanyapmobile.com and check us out. We'll have a new website relatively soon here. We're hoping to get that thing up and running. But you know, it's only $1.50 a week, man. It's like half of an average cup of coffee a week. That's it. Cheap.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate your time again.
All right. Y'all have a great weekend.
Rob Holbert, Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com. And we're coming back to wrap up Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5. And should we do it right now, Dan? Should we give away more tickets?
Let's do that right now.
How about a pair of tickets to see ZZ Top and Jeff Beck at the Wharf? That show set for Friday night, a 7:30 start. ZZ Top, Jeff Beck at the Wharf. Caller number 3 at 251-343-0106. We'll win our last pair of tickets. Caller number 3, ZZ Top and Jeff Beck.
Dr. Bill's weather forecast is brought to you by LNS Air Conditioning. We have service contracts starting at $139, and standard equipment should cost between $6,000 and $9,000. Call LNS Air Conditioning, 865-5174, and remember, keep Christ in your life.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be breezy and cooler with temperatures in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon readings in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, I'm Tommy Davis, and I'm excited to be a part of the McConnell Automotive Buick GMC team. We've got new cars, used cars, GM-certified cars, and we want your business. 251-476-4141 or McConnellAutomotive.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Hurricane Ian is on the move this morning after leaving a path of destruction in southwest Florida. Ian came ashore as the fifth strongest storm to ever make landfall in the U.S. The storm trapped people in homes and flooded large parts of the region. The National Weather Service continues to warn of significant to catastrophic flooding throughout the day today as Ian moves toward Georgia and South Carolina. Supply chain shortages are hurting the Spanish Fort Police Force. The department needs six new vehicles, but they won't get them until next summer. In the meantime, the department says we'll have to deal with costly repairs and less cars on patrol. A critical fire danger continues for lower Alabama and northwest Florida. Firefighters in Baldwin County stayed busy yesterday off County Road 32. A fire started as a vehicle fire, but not long after the fire was extinguished, the winds kicked up and reignited the blaze. It quickly spread, eventually consuming about 40 acres. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
There's a reason Comcast Business powers more businesses than any other provider. Actually, there's a few. Comcast Business offers the fastest reliable network, the peace of mind that comes with Security Edge, helping to protect all your connected devices, and the most reliable 5G mobile network. Want me to keep going? I can. Whether your small business is starting or growing, you need Comcast Business. Technology solutions that put you ahead and give you serious savings. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get internet security and voice for just $40 per month for 12 months when you add mobile. Plus, get free installation and ask how to get a $500 prepaid card with a qualifying gig bundle. Ends 11-6-2022. Restrictions apply. Requires EagleBill and AutoPay. New Comcast Business 250 megabit per second internet security edge and one voice line customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and other fees and subject to change. Must add mobile 90 days from internet install and keep all services for mobile discount. Comcast Business Mobile utilizes the network with the most root metrics 5G data reliability wins in 1H 2022. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
With all the new products and options available for fasteners, Bayou Fasteners is always happy to offer help and guidance with your fastener applications and discuss your specific requirements. We'll provide you with a current and competitive quote, even if you're not ready to order. Let the Bayou boys help you screw it up the right way. Bayou Fasteners and Supply, Mobile area's fastener, abrasive, and industrial supplies expert. See us at our Saraland facility on Industrial Parkway or call today at 675-4893. That's 675-4893. Bayou Fasteners and Supply.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
From the SpringUpToyota.com Traffic Center, accident-free conditions for now. You've got the radar from the 1065 split out towards 90 and Theodore Dawes Road, but again, across the Bayway and the Causeway, clear. No problems, 31 Spanish Ford all the way to Malbus. At northbound 65 to Saraland, watch your speed. West Towing, hooking up since 1989, can help if you need a tow. Call 251-443-5383. They also remove abandoned, unwanted, and junk cars at no cost. It's West Towing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
855 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings, and this segment brought to you by Tobias and Comer Law, local law firm. Desi Tobias, Brian Comer. Not only do they do great work in their jobs, they also help out the community in major ways. I saw that last week as they helped host a car seat safety check out at USA Health. We were on hand for that and had a great time hanging with Desi and Brian and the whole Tobias and Comer crew. They are personal injury lawyers, and reminder, personal injuries can occur virtually anywhere. Sometimes it's defective products, sometimes it's trucking or car accidents, alcohol or drug-related injuries, maritime injuries, which we've seen around here over the years for sure, workplace accidents, and many times those are maritime injuries as well. And at Tobias and Comer Law, they've worked those as well as hundreds of other cases like them over the years. You can call for a free consultation at any time, 251-432-5001. That's 251-432-5001. And you can visit their website with all kinds of great information there at TobiasComerLaw.com.
Here comes the Jeff Poor Show in just a few minutes. His guests include former U.S. Rep. Parker Griffith. He's early, about 9:35. Also, former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne. He'll be at 10:35 today. 11 o'clock hour's got a couple of guests, State Senator Andrew Jones and State Rep. Charlotte Meadows, all on the Jeff Poor Show, all straight ahead on FM Talk 106.5. And, of course, continuing coverage on exactly the recovery and more information and more images we're going to get a look at. We can't pass those along on the radio, but we can also just assess the greater damage of what happened in southwest and central Florida with the Hurricane Ian yesterday.
Yeah, so we'll see throughout the day what all exactly happened yesterday and through the night, but the New York Post has one report of a hospital in Port Charlotte, the ER of HCA Florida Fawcett Hospital. They said it was inundated with water as powerful winds tore through the facility's roof, exposing its intensive care unit to the dangerous elements.
Yep, the roof came off. Can you imagine that?
At the ICU. Water poured down onto the ICU as staffers rushed the hospital's sickest patients, some of whom were on ventilators, to other floors of the hospital. There's images where it shows them standing in at least ankle-deep water inside that hospital. Nearby, calls of people trapped inside their flooded houses overwhelmed local police departments. Said residents posted pleas to social media sites alongside videos of rising water gushing towards their homes as Ian transformed roadways into rivers. So that's just one report, and that report came relatively early on during the storm as it worked its way across Florida overnight, downgrading at the time from a Category 4 to what is now a tropical storm. You know this caused billions and billions of dollars worth of damage.
And you also, you know, the remarks that got our attention were on Good Morning America this morning with the sheriff of Lee County, which is Fort Myers, talking about hundreds of deaths in his county, and we haven't heard anything since then. So
hopefully that's not true.
Yeah, hopefully it is not true, because that would be just incredibly awful and just put this whole hurricane in a new frame, really. 8:59. See you tomorrow, Dalton.
I'll be here.
Football Fridays with Feinbaum at 8 o'clock tomorrow with Dan and Dalton. Brought to you by Bryant Bank.